Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayitim Masechtes Bechoris, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Zok the Mishnah Ein Poidim, you cannot redeem a Peter Chamar, Loi Be'egel, not with a calf, Loi Be'chaya, like a deer or a ram. It has to be sheeps or goats. The Torah says, se means either se kvasim or se izim. V'loi b'shchuta, can't be redeemed with an animal that was shechted already. V'loi b'treifa, or an animal that is treifa. Now we said in the earlier Mishnah, it could have a mum. Something could have a mum, but it's not treifa. Treifa means it has a mum that it won't be able to live for 12 months. For example, it was nechtechu raglel menorah kuvo l'mayla, like we learned in Masechtas Chulin. The foot was cut off above a certain place. Vayitav aloi b'klayim, Petach Chamar cannot be redeemed with a combination of a goat and a sheep. In other words, let's say the father was a goat and the mother was a sheep. What comes out is not called a seh. V'loi b'kvi, what's a kvi? A kvi is safik chaya, safik behema. So even though it's similar to both a goat and a deer, but lemaisa, it's not a seh. Vayitra zok the Mishnah, Rebbe Lozar matir b'klayim. Rebbe Lozar is matir a petach chamar with this animal that was born from a goat and a sheep. Mipnei shehu seh. He says, look, both of its parents are a seh, so it too is a seh. V'yaseh b'kvi, although he's maskim that the kvi can't be used, meshi safik. That's a safik. It could be it's a deer rather than a seh. So that taka can't be used. But the klayim, where the father is a goat and the mother is a sheep, that yes, according to Reb Elazar. Zok the Mishnah Vayitein Asani L'Kayin, if the owner gave the donkey itself to the kayin, Eina Kayin Rishay L'Kayin, the kayin is not allowed to keep the donkey for himself. Because he can't have any enough from it, Atche Yafrish Set Tachtav, until the kayin redeems it with a lamb. Because he has to separate a seh in its place. It's aser to have a na from a chamar that did not have pidyon. Now the Batru says, unfortunately, there were kahanim, there were amiratzim, and there were chashudim al kach. In other words, they reasoned, why can't I use the chamar? I can use the seh. So therefore, a yid who does this and brings the chamar itself to the kayin is not supposed to leave till he sees that the kayin redeems it for a seh, because the chamar is aser behana. Once you redeem it for the seh, then he could use the seh. That's the halach. So a yid gives a petach chamar to a kayin, says the Bat Tanura, ein azaz misha. He shouldn't leave there till the kayin redeems it in front of him. Okay, so quickly chazing over, we learned ein poidim le be'egvel le b'chaya. The Torah says you have to be poid the petach chamar for a seh. A calf and a chaya will not do, for that matter, if it's shechted or if it's treifa. Treifa means if it can't live for 12 months, you can't use it. Can't use klayim and can't use kvi. Klayim is a balichayim that was born from two minim. There are different types of klayim. There's klayim on the field, there's klayim in clothes, and there's klayim that's born from a goat and a sheep. Cannot be used, according to the Tanakhama. Can't use a kvi, which is safik chaya, safik behemah. It's kind of in between a deer and a sheep. We said Rabbi Lozar is matir b'klayim. He says if both parents are a seh, so this is also called a seh. He does aser by the kvi. That lamais is a safik. That could be a deer. And a deer is not called a seh. If someone gave the chamar itself to the kayin, instead of redeeming it for a seh and giving the seh to the kayin the way he was supposed to, the kayin is not allowed to keep it. He can't leave it in his reshus. Remember, a pet chamar that's born b'reshus Yisrael is aser banan until you redeem it. And even if he gives it to the kayin can't keep it. The kayin can't have any enough from it. The kayin has to redeem it. Only afterwards can he use the chamar. The kayin's going to say, I don't understand. Why can't I use the chamar if he gave me the chamar? He could redeem it for a seh and give me the seh, so what's the difference? Let me use the chamar straight. If I had the seh, I can use it for whatever I want. That's what a kayin who is an ama aretz will taina, but it's not a good taina. Because the halacha is that the chamar is aser b'ana until you redeem it for a seh, and yes, the seh is mutar b'ana, but not the chamar. And therefore Chazal made a gzeira that if a yid gives a pet the chamar itself to a kayin, he's not even allowed to leave until he clearly sees the kayin redeem it.